that absolutely unrehearsed animal, vegetable, or mineral game, 20 questions. And here's your man about questions, Jay Jackson.
Hello there. Well, here it is, 20 questions time again, so let's get right to the rules so we can start the game. You listeners send in subjects for our experts to identify and not more than 20 questions. And so that our audience at home will always know what our experts are trying to guess, our mystery voice will tell you what the subject is. A poster informs our studio audience, but naturally, we won't tell our questioners.
Who are Fred Vandeventer, famous news analyst, Florence Renard, talented musician, Herb Belazy, radio and motion picture producer, and returning to the panel after 4 years of college, our original juvenile panel member, Bobby McGuire. And our special guest this week is the popular motion picture star currently appearing in Go, Man, Go, Dane Clark.
Well, we've got a double welcome to perform this evening. Welcome back, Dane Clark, after an absence of, what, about a year and a half since you've been with us?
I thought it was me when you were talking about 4 years away.
Oh, I think about a year and a half, but, Bobby, it's been over 4 years. You've been down at Duke University and should be even better equipped than you were when you went away. So we expect great things from this panel tonight. Let's get right underway with a subject from Miss Jean Ellis Davis of East Orange, New Jersey. See what you can do with this one in 20 Questions, It's Animal.
This is the mystery voice in a soundproof room. Tonight's first subject is our newly returned panel member, Bobby McGuire.
They know at home, let them see here in the studio. Miss Shepard, who'd like to start us off? All right, Herb Palazzi.
Colonel Jackson, is it a whole animal?
It is, Doctor, indeed. A whole animal. Vandeventer.
Since when did he become a doctor?
Well, I just conferred it on him.
They gave me the right prescription.
Well, is it a human being?
Yeah. Dane?
A living American human being?
Living American human being. Bobby?
Go ahead. Is this a man? Christine Jorgensen.
No. But charge for that. Charge for both, yes?
He didn't ask that. He just said it.
It's a try, though, and we're going to charge for it anyway. And the subject is,
yeah, what?
That's the answer.
A living American? Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. All right, Bob.
Well, is this person desirable?
Yeah, I suppose that depends on who you talk to. I think generally we'd consider the person desirable, yeah. Van.
Can you identify this man by name?
I can. You can't yet. Bobby.
Well, does this person have any queer, unusual physical characteristics?
That's a good question, too. No, nothing really grotesque, I would say. A little unusual, perhaps.
Is this a medical panel?
I guess I should review. Have we established this as a class subject?
No, we haven't. Would you like to establish that?
No, he said it was we could identify the man by name.
There's only one of these, that's right.
Thank goodness.
I guess I better not
there
establish
is only one.
It, then.
Van.
Could I look at him at this moment?
You might. Go on.
Wouldn't be you.
Wouldn't be. Nope. That's 10. Got a pretty big audience here tonight. 10 questions used.
You couldn't.
Van again.
Well, is he on this stage?
Wait, I look around. Yeah. Yes, he is. All right, Florence?
Is it Bobby?
That's it. Very easy. Bobby McGuire.
Well, I don't understand that. Yeah, he's human.
No, that.
I understand it either.
that was about the man part.
Yeah.
He's a very young man, you see. Some people might still consider him a boy.
He's 21.
We know the truth, don't we?
The best of the newcomers, you're not playing cricket, you know.
Well, we won't have any more concerning the panel, I promise you that. And we had that as a subject 6-7 years ago, didn't we, Bobby? And you got it, I think, on about the first one, something like that. Isn't that right? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
No? Probably didn't happen then. Let's go on to one from...
We had his brain several years
ago.
Oh, yes. Now he's got it.
It's gotten smaller since it's been harder.
Should have matured a bit in 4.5 years. Subject now from Dolores Howard of Warden, Montana. See what you can do with this as we send Miss Howard the photo view album for a subject which is animal.
This subject was popularized in a famous song. It's The Flying Fishes on the Road to Mandalay.
Our friends at home know it. Show them the studio, and let's start off with Herb Palazzi again.
I was lucky the last time. Is this a whole animal?
Partly, Herb.
Partly.
Then.
A group of human beings?
No. Bobby?
Is this a group of four-legged animals?
It is not. Then again.
Group of marine animals?
Yeah. That's good in 4. 16 left, Florence.
Would these be fictional?
They would be. Very good start. Bob?
Are these marine animals specifically fish?
Pretty specific.
I mean, they are actually fish rather than being a... Mollusks
or something like
whale
that.
Or something like that.
Yeah, they're fish, all
they're
right.
Fish.
Add in six. Dane Clark.
Would it be a school of porpoise?
No, it wouldn't be. We won't know anything about the accident or on porpoise, huh?
You said just fish.
I said they're fish as distinguished from other forms of marine life.
Oh, you said fictional, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Florence.
Are they in poetic fiction?
Yes, they are, Florence. Van.
Are they by an American author?
Nope.
Is the fiction by an American author?
No. Bobby.
As we are concerned with these fish, are they now swimming around in the water?
Well, they're rather active, I'd say. Yeah, Van.
Was this by Kipling?
Yeah.
The Flying Fishes in Mandalay.
The Road to Mandalay, that's right. Maybe one of the last chances we'll have to do the joke, Herb. Do you like Kipling?
I kipple a little.
Yeah. All right. Now, very good. Both those first two and only 12. Subject now from Motorcycle Officer John P. White. Let's get on the right side of the law now. He's from San Diego, California. We're going to send him the photo view album for a subject which is usually mostly vegetable.
Jay Jackson wants the panel to identify a policeman's stick.
I think for the... play it safe, we'll consider that it's always entirely vegetable. All right, Herb.
I want to ask you, do you like kippled herring?
I don't know. I've never kippled herring. Yeah, here we go. There must be something there. Who
does start? Is this
was
a growing joke?
I'm still trying
is
to find
is this a vegetable out. That grows over the ground?
The subject itself does not grow over the ground as we're concerned with it. Bobby.
Is this wood or a wood product?
Yeah, Bob. That's good, and two. Go ahead.
Is it wood?
Yeah.
Is it any particular kind or... kind of wood.
No, not a specific kind. Might be of several kinds. Florence.
Has it been made into something?
Sure has. Dane?
Is what this has been made into, this wood product, is it under the ground at the present time?
No, don't think so. We might hope it would be sometimes. Bobby?
Is this something you connect with sports?
No. Au contraire. Van?
Is what we're after fictional?
No, real subject. Bob?
Is this a class question?
Yeah, quite a few of them. Sorry to say, Florence.
Is this a building?
Not a building. Van?
Is it an article of furniture?
Not quite. It wouldn't be very comfortable using this as furniture. Herb?
Is the thing government or state-owned rather than privately owned?
You're asking too many in one there. It's not privately owned.
That's what I mean.
Florence?
Is this typical of any one era in the history of the country?
No. Been used quite a while. Dane?
Has this product got a punitive value of any kind?
Yes.
Would it be something to do with an institution for correction or jail or something like that?
Yes.
Would it be sort of a hangman's gibbet or something?
Ooh. Not quite that gruesome.
Well, I'm in an evil frame of mind.
Does have a punitive connection, though. Herb.
Would it be a policeman's nightstick?
That's exactly what it would be. Very good.
Well...
Stick,
I'm afraid Mr. Clark gave it to me with that wonderful punitive word.
Gotta pretty say something. Word, call me, huh? Dane Dole.
Well, let's see. That wraps up three subjects.
And three mighty good subjects they were, Jay Jackson. And while you're looking up some more animals, vegetables, and minerals, let me borrow your audience for a minute. You know, I have a good question for you. Do you know why a woman has never been president of the United States? Now, there's nothing in the Constitution that says she can't be. No, a woman has never been elected president of the United States and probably will never be elected because she would have to admit she's 35 years old. Well, she probably wouldn't mind confessing to the other qualifications. Most likely she'd be proud that she was born in the United States, has lived here for at least 14 years. But this business of being 35 years old might prove a stopper. Anyway, these are the only legal requirements that a candidate for the presidency must meet. Be 35... born in the U.S. and have lived here for 14 years. That sure opens up the job to a lot of people, doesn't it? And with that gem of information, Jay Jackson, I'll give you back your audience so you can continue that animal, vegetable, and mineral game, 20 Questions.
And now, let's go on with the game and a subject from Mrs. James Copperthwaite of North Haven, Connecticut. Gee, we get some beautiful names here. We'll send her the photo view album for a subject which is mineral.
This is the Mystery Voice again. Our next subject is the blizzard of 1888.
They know at home, show them in the studio, and who'd like to start? All right, Dane, go, man, go.
Is this a... manufactured article?
No, the subject is not manufactured. Bobby?
Is it metallic?
No. Florence?
Is it in its natural form?
Well, it's natural, yeah. That's good. Van?
Is it water in any form?
Yes, or at least partly.
Herb.
Is this anything to do with weather?
Yes. Hey, you're getting to me very quick tonight. That's five. Bob.
Is this snow or ice?
Partly. Now, Dane?
Is this identified with any section of the country more than other places?
Yes, yes.
Would it be with my beloved sunny California?
No, the Chamber of Commerce...
That sounds like a plug to me.
Sunny California.
They would not like to think so in any event, Dane, no.
That's what I mean.
Florence?
Is this at one of the poles?
No, not at one of the poles. Bob?
Is this specifically, I mean, what we are after, actually, some kind of weather, like a storm or something like that? In other words, as we are concerned with it, is the precipitation still falling?
You mean now?
As we're concerned with it.
As we're concerned with it, precipitation was active, yes. Van?
Was that precipitation active within the last couple of weeks?
Nope. Florence?
Would this be an iceberg?
No. Bob?
Is this a blizzard?
Yeah.
Of 88?
That's the one. Well.
I want to tell you, Jay.
Tell us about it, Van.
You tell him, Van. It's before my time. No.
What kind of a guy was Lincoln?
I don't know.
All
I know is what you told me. No, what I wanted to talk about was a place where they never have a blizzard.
That's someplace in Indiana.
No.
Florida, I know.
Fort Pierce, Florida.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, Herb and Florence and I went to Fort Pierce last week, a week ago tonight. No, a week ago last Wednesday, wasn't it?
Oh,
freeloading
again. Wednesday, yes.
They rolled out the red carpet with plush 6 inches thick.
How wonderful.
As a result of which, I think we're going to buy a little land down there. Boomtown coming.
Wonderful, wonderful fishing, too, isn't it?
And wonderful people, Jay.
Dan. Yeah? Well, how did you enjoy it, Florence?
Especially the people. I thought it was just terrific. I never had such a good time in my life.
Well, why don't you invite me the next time?
Well, let's go.
Well, you won't pay your own expenses.
All right. We'll skip over that for the moment.
Oh, no.
Wishing well to all the people in Fort Pierce and go on to a subject from Mrs. Agnes B. McManus of Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll send her the photo view album. Her subject is a little tougher this time. I think it's vegetable and mineral.
Now the panel will try to identify a haunted house.
Our friends at home know. Show them in the studio and who'd like to start us off. Herb, I think you started everyone. Go ahead.
Is this a manufactured article, Jay?
Yes, subject's manufactured in a sense. Florence.
Ma'am.
Does it exist?
Oh. Yeah, I guess so. Van.
Is it a structure?
Yes. Bobby.
Is it a building?
Yep. Right again.
I don't understand why you're not sure about whether it exists.
Well, let's say that it's generally assumed that the subject exists. Dane.
Is this a subject that exists in a popular fiction of some kind?
No.
In form of letters?
No, has been mentioned in fiction, but real subject. Let's play it that way. Florence.
Does it exist on the Earth?
Yeah. Van.
In the United States?
Yes, but not exclusively.
That's
Herbert.
True.
Well, is this a government building?
No. Not usually. Bob.
Is this an extremely pleasant place to be?
Might be for you. Wouldn't be for me. No, not especially pleasant. Florence.
Has this been manufactured or has it been built or constructed as we are after it?
I think that's been pretty well established. Don't think we can charge for that. We've established that it is a building, has been constructed, does exist, and there are more than one. Van.
Since you've had so much experience, this wouldn't be a doghouse, would it?
No.
No.
No, it wouldn't be.
I've never had that experience myself.
Well, you thought of it. I didn't. Go on. Herbert?
Well, I want to know specifically, do human beings live, work, and thrive in a place like this?
Very good question. The answer is no.
Uh-huh.
Florence?
Is this a rural building?
Perhaps more often than not, although not exclusively, or not by definition rural.
Not by definition?
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily rural. I've been familiar with them more in rural areas. Florence.
Is this something in which things are bought and sold?
No, nothing's bought and sold. Van.
Is it specifically a place in which to house animals?
No, it's not. Bobby.
Is anything kept in this place?
Well, not much. No, nothing's kept in this place. Herb.
Is there something supernatural connected with this?
Yeah.
Is it maybe a haunted house?
That's it, exactly.
All I can say, Bob, you've been away too long.
That That one was the one I had expected to stump the panel tonight. We haven't been able to extend them beyond 17 questions.
Oh, you've extended me all right.
You did good.
Before the show started.
Go ahead, Ben.
You chopped us off a little too quick on that Fort Pierce thing.
Well, say some more about it.
Well, we just think that everybody connected down there should have some of the glory of entertaining all of us down there.
Well, I think
Doug
so,
Doug and Marjorie Silver, wonderful people, used to own a radio station there. And mm-hmm. Jim Howe and his wife and Dave Putnam and his wife. Oh, they're wonderful people. Peacocks, want me going?
Yeah, please do.
Jim Gay. How about Jim Gay?
Welcome to the Fort Pierce Frolics, friends.
And don't forget the mayor.
No, don't forget the mayor. No, the chief of police.
The only thing they missed was the band.
They don't have any police.
No,
they
no police?
The mayor's name is Wallace Sample, and his wife took my tie as a sample. How do you like that?
I like that.
Well, all right, I said.
Anyone for 20 questions?
Yeah. My tie went to Commodore Ankeny's wife.
Let's go on.
Thanks.
Thanks loads. Now one from Mrs. E. Donovan, Norwood, Massachusetts. Send her the photo view album. This subject is mineral.
This subject is the title of a famous mystery novel by Earl Durr Biggers. It's The Seven Keys to Baldpate.
They know at home. Let them see in the studio. And who starts us off? Florence.
Is it in its natural form?
No, the subject is not in its natural form. Van.
Is it metallic?
Yeah. Herb?
Is this round in shape rather than pointed?
Here he goes again. That same question. The subject is not round in shape, no. Bobby.
Is this a precious metal?
No, don't believe so. Florence.
Does this exist?
Subject does not exist. That's good. Van.
Fictional?
Yep. Bob?
In American fiction?
In American fiction, yes. Florence.
Poetic fiction?
No. Bob?
Is this in a novel or short story?
Yes, one or the other.
Is it in a short story?
Although not exclusively. Van.
Does this thing have any sharp edges or points?
Not really sharp, no. Bobby, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Was this in a novel?
Yes.
Was this novel written before 1900?
Nope. Wasn't a novel, but I said not exclusively in that form.
Well,
also in
by that I mean, was it originated in a novel?
Yes. That's clear.
And that novel was not written before 1900.
That's true, yes. Now, Bob.
Was it written before 1925?
Yes. That eliminates you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. One of the oldest detective crack?
Okay, Ulster, go ahead, Herb.
Is it snub-nose, something like a pistol or something like that?
Snub-nose like a pistol? Gee, that's a vague question. It's not much like a pistol. Let me answer it that way.
You said it wasn't sharp, so I wondered if
that's
it was
right.
Snubby. Well,
has this been established as being a weapon of any kind in fiction?
No, but that's a good question.
Is it a weapon?
No.
That's fair enough.
Lucky you asked, though. Florence.
Does this have any noise-making attributes?
The subject itself, no. Van.
Is it a tool of any kind?
Only by a very liberal application of that word would you call it a tool. It's not a tool and implement exactly. That's 17. You have three left, Bobby.
Could I review?
Sure.
We had this to a novel written by an American after 1900 and before 1925.
That's correct. Didn't help much, did it?
Was it by Sinclair Lewis?
It was not. All righty. Let's get a grand prize ready now. Two questions left. All right, Dane.
Well, is this... I'm curious in what it is, regardless of when it was written. Would this be a means of transportation?
No, but that's a good question. It's about time somebody started narrowing down a little. Not a means of transportation.
A lot of
only one left. You get it?
A little late now.
It sure is. So we send the complete, beautiful, genuine leather desk set consisting of 8 items to Mrs. E. Donovan of Norwood, Massachusetts, unless nobody has an idea. All right, grand prize to her, then. She stumped you with a subject from a novel by Earl Durr Biggers in 1913, The Seven Keys to Baldpate.
Oh,
yeah. Congratulations, Mrs. Donovan. We've finally stumped the panel, and let's see if we can do it again with this one from Mrs. Art Sennert of Memphis, Tennessee. See what you can do with this? It's mineral and animal.
The best known of the ocean currents, this subject is the Gulf Stream.
All right, they know at home. Now the studio audience sees it, and let's start with Van Deventer.
Body of water?
Partly, I suppose I'd say, Bob.
Is this a group of bodies of water?
No. That helps, though. Florence.
Does this exist?
Yes, subject exists in three. Herb?
Is it a very small amount of water?
Well, not that small. Herb's holding his two fingers about an inch apart. No, not a real small body of water.
You said partly to the other.
Van.
Is it in the United States?
It is not in the United States, no. Bobby.
Is it salt water?
Salt water, Bob, yes. Florence.
Is it an arm of the ocean?
An arm of the ocean?
An arm or any part of the ocean.
Yes. Yes, arm or part. Dane?
Could it better be described as an archipelago?
No, no, archipelago, I think, would be mostly land. We'd have land in it anyway. Bob?
Is this an ocean current?
Yeah.
A Gulf Stream?
That's it. Very good. Let's see. We're going very well tonight. Got that in only, what, about 10? Gee whiz.
Do you know that the Gulf Stream is moving, so we learned in Fort Pierce, Florida?
They wouldn't dare change the
Gulf Stream. Well, but they are. They're bringing it closer to them all the time, they tell me. Only once in a while it slips out and gets away from them again.
That is Chamber of Commerce propaganda.
Oh, right down to Miami
closer
Beach.
To Fort Pierce. Now,
Fort Pierce
this
is going
believe.
Out to meet it, too.
Maybe so. I'll meet you between the Gulf Stream and Fort Pierce. All right, let's try a subject now from Ed Dropper of McKeesport, Pennsylvania. We'll send him the photo view album. Very interesting subject this time is animal.
This is Zsa Zsa, Ava, and Magda. Yes, it's the three Gabor sisters.
All right. Our friends at home know. Now they know in the studio, and let's start again with Herb Polesi.
This man from McKeesport, near where which I went to school by, does he want a whole animal, Jay?
Partly. Subject is partly a whole animal. Bob?
Is this a group of human beings?
Yeah. Van?
Are they living?
Yes. We're about 5 o'clock. Dane?
Is it a paternal organization of any kind?
Oh, no. No, it is not, Dane. Bobby.
Are these people identifiable because of any physical characteristic which they...
Yes, yes. Although that's not how we're after them. Florence.
Are they all men?
No, they're not. Bobby.
Well, is that physical characteristic above the waist?
Let's forget that line of questioning and say that as we are concerned with them, we're not concerned with a physical characteristic. Herbert.
If it isn't physical characteristics, has their marital status anything to do with it at all?
Well, it's an interesting sidelight, but it's not, again, as we are concerned with them.
Sidelight, eh?
Florence.
Are these women, I take it, any particular profession?
They're in a profession, yes. Bob?
Are these women together, are they in some kind of predicament? Among themselves.
Frequently, I imagine, but again, not as we're concerned with them. Florence.
Are they in entertainment?
Yeah.
Are they
good.
In movies?
Yes, or at least partly.
Partly.
Van.
Are they identifiable because of something they wear? Or don't wear?
Sometimes have been. No, 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 you're on the wrong track there. That's not as we're concerned with them either. Bobby.
Are these people related?
Yeah.
The Gabor.
That's it,
people.
The three Gabor sisters. Very good. Hey, had a wild night tonight. Stumped you only once with the seven keys to Baldpate, otherwise a highly successful evening. And now for our quickies, where you'll remember, Dane Clark, we race you against the clock, allowing 60 seconds instead of 20 questions. You fire away as fast as you can think of anything to ask. The usual prizes apply. The first quickie tonight comes from A.K. Davidson of Roseburg, Oregon, and his subject is mineral.
Tonight's quickies all contain the word old. That's O-L-D. Our first one is Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone National Park.
60 seconds for this one from the time I say, go, Van Deventer.
Manufactured?
No. Bobby.
Does it exist?
Subject does exist.
In the United States?
Yes. Florence.
Is it a natural feature?
Yes, Bob.
Is East Mississippi?
No.
Is it a mountain? Is this like weather?
Not weather, no. Not a mountain, Van. Florence.
Is it just an area of land?
No, it's not just an area of land, Van.
West of the Continental Divide?
No.
Is it a city or state?
No.
Is it the Continental Divide?
No.
Is it all the mountains?
No.
Rockies?
Is it water?
Yes.
In Colorado?
Nope.
Is it a river?
Nope.
Great Salt Lake?
Nope.
Is it in Montana?
No.
Is it a lake?
No.
Is it a river?
No.
Is it an ocean?
No.
A waterfall?
No.
A pond?
Is
nope.
it just all the water west
nope.
of the Mississippi?
No. Nope.
No.
Nope.
Is it a stream?
No. Nope.
Is it
in
moving
Texas?
Water?
Not a stream.
Is
not
it
in
the
Texas?
Water that goes over the Continental Divide?
No.
Is this moving water?
It moves.
Not a fall?
Is it north of Kansas City?
Yeah.
Is it a geyser of some kind?
What?
A geyser?
Yeah.
Old Faithful.
Old Faithful. Very good. That's it.
That's it.
Well, that concludes this week's 20 Questions. Now, this is Jay Jackson with our producer, Gary Stevens, saying good night for 20 Questions. That's right.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.